Welcome to day 9 of Daily Acts, a 28-day journey through the 28 chapters of the New Testament book of Acts. I'm Pastor Eddie Schmidt, and I'll be your guide for today's teaching. Today, we're going to be looking at chapter 9. And chapter 9 is a huge and pivotal text in the book of Acts. This is the text where we see the conversion of Saul. This is someone who we saw in chapter 8 and chapter 7 witness the brutal murder of Stephen. He was there. He was a witness to it. And so today we're going to be looking at how Saul had a radical encounter with Jesus. And with Saul seeing the brutal murder of Stephen and the radical encounter of Jesus, we will see how Paul, or Saul, starts to become on fire for God. Because he had an encounter with Jesus, and he also had the experience of seeing someone who is faithful to God, Stephen. So let's dive into chapter 9. I'm going to simply read the text, and then I'm going to pick out some things here and there that I want us to see. Oh, and by the way, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, that means the way is a reference to Christians, to followers of Jesus. They referred to them as the way. Men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Now, can you fathom this scenario? You're walking down a road, and Jesus blinds you with a light and calls you out. "Why are you persecuting me?" I can't even fathom. But this is what has happened. The men who were traveling with him, with Saul, stood speechless. You think? Hearing the voice, but seeing no one, Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. So Saul is blind at this time. He could not see for 3 days and didn't eat or drink. Now, verse 10 sticks out to me. It says this: "Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias." Let's stop there. There was a disciple at Damascus. That sticks out to me. Because so often in our kind of world today, if people are moving to a new area or going up to a certain part, we tell them, "Hey, check out this place or check out that place. Oh, you're moving to this town? Hey, I hear there's a great church there." Very rarely, if ever, have I heard, "Hey, you're going to move to Mount Dora? There's a disciple there named Eddie. You have to meet him." "Hey, oh, you're moving to Altamont Springs? Julia lives there. She's a disciple. You'll want to meet her. I think there's just something beautiful and simple about the idea of there is a disciple at this place. There is a faithful follower. There is a light in this certain area. I think it's just a beautiful concept for us to be a people who are on mission for God. And God recognizes it. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, rise and go to the street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he may regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man. How much evil has he done to your saints at Jerusalem? And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. There's a lot that happened in this text. Just going back, it says that Saul was a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Paul lived a really bad life. But you can see that God so clearly is calling him out to something greater. And I just have to believe he does the same for us. God has chosen you. He loves you. He cares about you. He sees greater things in your life. He desires for you to be an instrument for him. We see later on that Ananias, it's just such a beautiful thing to see Ananias in the story, because so often we focus on Saul and his conversion, which we should, because we desperately need God to transform our lives. But if you're probably watching this video and you're on day 9 of Daily Acts, you're probably, my guess would be, a follower of Jesus, or you're exploring it. So we might fall more in line at this point in our walk with the Lord with someone like Ananias, someone who is a follower, who is a disciple at Damascus. We need to be people who are like Ananias, who see and hear from the Lord and faithfully follow in the steps that he's called us to. Because it is Ananias that God used to help bring Saul's transformation. It says in 18, and immediate something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food and was strengthened. You see, Ananias helped him with this whole process. He was there alongside Saul in the midst of his transformation. Ananias, a faithful follower of Jesus, walked alongside of him. And that's what we are called to do as followers of Jesus, is to be people who walk alongside others. It goes on For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is this not the man who made havoc in Jerusalem and those who call upon his name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confronted the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that Jesus was the Christ. You start to see in the story that Saul has a transformation, that he was walked alongside a faithful follower of Jesus named Ananias, and now we see him gaining strength. And other followers of Jesus are not real sure what to do with Saul at this time. But he is on fire for the Lord. He is on fire for Jesus and making Jesus famous. When many days passed, you can tell how on fire he is by this next text. When many days passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul, and they were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him. But the disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. They know that Saul is on Team Jesus. They know that Saul is on fire for him. And they know that Saul can do a lot of really good damage for the kingdom of God, because he's on fire and he knows the former world that he was in. And now he wants to use his former world to advance the kingdom of God. He wants to use what man meant for evil that God can now turn to good. I just want to as we come to a close in today's teaching, there's a couple things that I think we can learn from this text. The first one is this: no matter how distant you are from God, God can meet you where you are. We see Saul was a man who killed Christians, approved of the killing of Christians. He was a man far from God. But God met him on the road at Damascus, or on the road to Damascus. We see God meeting him where he was at. And God can meet you where you are at. Next thing we kind of learn from this text: God calls us to have a changed life, to change lives. We are called to have a changed life so that we can help change lives. Ananias, a disciple at Damascus, we see him being a faithful follower of Jesus, helping Saul with his transformation. We see Ananias have a transformed life, and he helped transform Saul's life. And the last thing is this: I just want us to sit on the fact of being a disciple. Being a disciple at Damascus, being a disciple in Lake County, being a disciple in Orange County, in Seminole County, in Central Florida, in America, throughout the world, whatever town that you live in, you are called to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus where you live, work, and play. And I don't want us to miss the simplicity and the beauty in that. So stay faithful. Stay focused where God has put you and planted you. Your neighborhood, your street, your neighbors, your coworkers, they matter to God. And God has placed you in this time, in this place, right where you are, to be a disciple to them, to influence them, to help change them, to influence them, help transform them towards Christ. Let's pray. Father, help us to be a people who continually look to you, that we are a people that continually have changed lives so that we can change other lives for the gospel. God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for Saul's story and how he had just a transformed life. We're grateful. Help us to be a people who are like Ananias, that are continually seeking you and hearing from you. We love you and we thank you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Daily Acts. Don't forget to subscribe to Journey's YouTube channel and sign up for notifications for future messages. If what you heard today was helpful or encouraging, please share it with others. Join us again tomorrow for the next leg of the Daily Acts journey.